You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning. I'm actually joined by Luke Burbank this week until the end of the show tomorrow while John Hockenberry is away. And you know, Luke, we just heard it from a very happy renter in New York that got a deal on his apartment for one bedroom.
He didn't want to tell you exactly how much.
$3,000
got it out of him.
And, you know, we often talk in the show about taking a look at the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. That index, by the way, has told us that in 20 American cities, October was the fifth consecutive month in which prices went up. But there's two people behind this Case-Shiller Index that we talk about all the time, and we're joined now by one of them. Robert Shiller is the co-creator of that Home Price Index. He's also one of the few experts that actually warned us of the oncoming housing crisis, and he's joining us now to give us an idea of how the year in housing actually was. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Celeste.
So as I said, you were one of the few people who said, look, there's a crisis coming and this housing bubble is going to pop. So when do you think that pop occurred, and when did the after effects of the pop begin?
Well, the housing market is very different from the stock market in that the housing market moves smoothly through time. So we saw a housing boom that began around 1997 and didn't end until around 2006. So it was going up for about 9 years. And then it started going down, and it's been going down with a little interruption recently, about 3 years. So the question is it over? Well, it might be because it suddenly tipped up. But the downward momentum has been pretty strong, and it leaves you wondering if this was just a temporary upblip.
Well, we spoke with a number of people who work in the housing industry. Let me have you listen to Monique Carter. She works in four different counties in Michigan as a real estate agent, and she says the market for housing has changed.
The market today is clearly been shifted from the traditional buyer, the husband and wife with the children, looking to buy the home of their dreams. But you see more times than none the investor that's flying in from Chicago, flying in from New York, who's bundling up properties and repairing them and then putting people in as their tenants.
So, Robert Shiller, what do you think? Are the average American family not able to afford a house anymore, and so they're renting?
Well, the home ownership rate has declined by, I guess, a couple of percent. So it had been reaching perhaps unsustainable levels under the ownership society of President Bush. I don't mean to blame him for this. It was a boom. People were very excited about owning their own home. And I think she's right that there is a move now toward renting. And that's been going on for a few years now.
Which it sounds like you think is not all a bad thing. But, you know, another big thing that sways the housing market one way and the other is consumer confidence. And we asked a couple agents about what they're seeing in this particular thing. And we got two different stories. Let's listen to this first one. Ed Snively, he's a real estate agent in El Centro, California.
We have seen actually an increase in sales in 2009. Sales are up. And I think that we are seeing confidence coming back, and I think that's terribly important to our economy. People have to feel this thing is working.
Okay, so Robert Shiller, that's Ed Snively in El Centro, California, saying that consumer confidence coming back up. But here's a clip from Baru Shahidi. He's a real estate agent in North Jersey.
This year has been the most challenging year of my life. Largest contributor to this has been the psychology of the market, because even if you provide the absolute best by listening to your client very attentively, at the moment of decision-making, they would stop and say, am I getting the best deal? Do you think if I just go for one more month, the prices would go further down? So maybe I should pause.
So are these things both going on nationally, or is the housing completely individual to the community where they are?
Well, it's all the time true that both are going on. That's the way markets work. There are people who are getting confident and getting excited, and there are other people who are thinking, maybe I better wait a few months. And the price is a outcome of like a tug of war between the two groups. And which group is a little bit more numerous than the other, and it's hard for anyone to see. It's partly regional. And Ed Snively, I know, was from California. And, you know, I had the same feeling there, that I was meeting a lot of people who were thinking this is a buying opportunity. California is a volatile state. and they've had a history of ups and downs, and so people out there are very alert to any changes in the signals.
You know, there's a couple things coming up next year, Robert Shiller, that I wanted to check in with you on. One is that some of these federal tax credits for first-time home buyers are going to expire for the last time. The other is that everyone keeps talking about the resetting of interest rates and that may bring on a wave of foreclosures. So when we factor both of those things into the equation, does that give us a better idea on whether the housing crisis is over?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because the federal government has been more supportive of the housing market than ever before. This is astonishing how much support the government is giving. In fact, the government is really financing practically all of our new mortgages through their support of Fannie and Freddie. And we just heard on New Year's Eve that the Obama administration has no limits on how much. It used to be a $400 billion limit, but now they've crossed that out on how much they'll support Fannie and Freddie. So the government and the tax credits are just unprecedented. So the government is effectively allowing people to borrow with zero money down, if you count the $8,000 tax credit. So there's a massive support, and the big question that everyone is asking is what will happen when that support is withdrawn?
And that's what I'm asking.
Well, I think that the reason the market tipped up so sharply since March or April of this year has to do with those policies. People see that, and they think this is a short term good news, and everyone's wondering what it means for the longer term.
Which is what I'm wondering, and it sounds to me, Robert Shiller, like you don't want to commit. The last question is of course, this interest rate reset. I think a lot of people assumed that before we got to this point that banks would have renegotiated mortgages with people to make sure that everyone could afford their mortgage. That hasn't happened. So is this an oncoming new wave of foreclosures?
Absolutely. That's the worry. It's called the shadow inventory. People who are still in their homes, but those homes are going to be on the market before long. People are heartened by the fact that inventory of unsold homes is apparently declining a bit, but there's this whole shadow inventory threatening to come on the market.
All right, we'll see what happens in the new year. Robert Shiller, thanks so much. He's professor of economics at Yale University, co-creator of the Case-Shiller Home Price Index.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.